Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our edition of two of our Community Corner here on FM 95.7 KQWC. The last in the series of programs for this year at the Mulberry Center Church at Wilson Brewer Park in Webster City is coming up this Saturday, October 15th, beginning at 1 p.m. It's a program all about Iowa's Confederate heroes of a year gone by. With me is Dave Cotton, who lives just south of Des Moines, I'm told here, with the Humanities Iowa program. Dave, very good day to you, sir.
Good day to you. Thank you for having me on.
All right, let's find out a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm listed on the Humanities Iowa Speakers Bureau. I spent 17 years researching Iowa history. The first 6 years were studying the Grinnell Station of the Iowa Underground Railroad. It was fascinating. And that led me to stumble over the existence of Iowa residents who left our state and served the Confederacy. I never imagined such a thing was possible, but I've actually documented 76 such men. And that does nothing to take away from Iowa's proud Union history and service during the Civil War.
Mm-hmm. And you said you did some research on this.
Yes, sir. 11 years of research focusing on documenting these men, their pre-war Iowa residences, as well as their Civil War service. And then in the book, I tell about their pre-war, wartime, and post-war experiences, trying to make their stories as engaging as possible.
Does one stand out to you there, David, in that book about one such person to serve in the Confederacy from Iowa?
There are a number of them, but one of them I plan to speak about this Saturday, and that is the eldest son of Iowa's second governor, Stephen Hempstead. His eldest son actually served the Confederacy and ended up in a prisoner of war camp. As a Confederate, he was captured and held under pretty excruciating conditions. And this story that I plan to tell not only talks about Junius and his experiences, but that of his parents, who wanted desperately to free their son.
Mm-hmm. And you give talks like these around the state, I presume?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. What's been some of the response to it?
It's been a very good response. I have met so many nice people from around the state, and it's been a cordial response, interested response. Sometimes there are expressions of surprise. I should note that my book, which is Iowa Confederates in the Civil War, is written in the spirit of my blog, which is simply put, Confederates from Iowa, not to defend, but to understand. I wanted everyone who hears that to just relax and know, okay, it's all right, we can talk about history.
And that is the basis of what you'll be sharing coming up on Saturday at the Mulberry Center Church in Webster City beginning at 1 o'clock.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And you'll have copies of the book with you, too.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And how much do they retail for?
It's $24.99, but I'm required to collect tax for the state of Iowa,
mm-hmm.
So the total is $26.74. Now, it is cheaper on Amazon, but this way I could shake your hand and sign a copy.
There you go. Good deal right there to get an autographed copy about the book, The Iowa Confederates in the Civil War. And again, you'll make this presentation this Saturday. This is the final one for the 2022 season at the Mulberry Center Mulberry Center Church in Webster City starting at 1 o'clock. And David, let's hope we get a good turnout for this.
That would be great. Thank you so much for interviewing me.